Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 86, which is the podcast anniversary episode. Although I have to say, I don't have a lot of bells and whistles for this anniversary, as much as I would love to. You'll listen to the Quilt Diaries, actually the Quilt Diary, there's just one, and you will get the idea. I hope to, in the next week or so, have a giveaway and a song and dance and maybe even a parade. But this week, that's not really happening for me, I'm sorry to say. But I am happy to say that it's been a really fun 2 years. And, of course, you listening, you make it happen. And that's the fun part, is having listeners and having this conversation that I feel like we've got going on. So thanks so much for listening, for your comments and your emails and your good wishes and your iTunes reviews and all that great stuff that makes this quite worthwhile. Thanks to Heather and Joni Marie for coming over to my Podbean site to comment. Joni Marie writes, "How well I know the phenomenon you described in this podcast, podcast 85, how well I know the perturbation of one's comfortable solo routines by the mere presence of another human being, albeit a beloved one." Yes. I heard from some other folks, albeit anonymously, sort of, not going to reveal who I heard from, had similar issues. I think a lot of us do, especially if you're a very focused worker, especially if you're just used to having time by yourself in your house. And you feel guilty about it because you do love these folks very much, but you do wish they'd find something to do outside. Also heard from Heather, and she said something that several other people said that I thought was very nice. She wanted to thank me for my reasonable and calm response to what must be a difficult and emotional time in my neck of the woods. Yes, talking about the Amendment 1 vote last week. And thank you, Heather, and thanks for others who said the same thing. You know, I try to speak my mind even when it gets me in trouble. But I try to be honest about these things. And what I find is, you know, if you're honest, a lot of times people say, yeah, I agree or disagree, but thanks for being honest. We just have too much strife and hate in our public discussions. I think we should be able, I just think we should be able to talk about these things reasonably, like adults, and not assume that the people who hold opposing viewpoints and positions are hateful, bigoted, ugly, stupid, anything like that, because it's not true. We're just trying to figure it all out, and we will one day. More will be revealed. Heather, thanks for coming over. I want to say thank you to everyone who commented over on the WordPress site. That is theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. Heard from AJ Dub, the wonderful Noni, Miss Sherry D, Walker Lady. Heard from Daisy of Lazy Daisy Quilts, who has a pretty recent episode up. Yay! Been waiting around. Heard from Quilter Caroline, from Sue, from Kelly the Fifth. Heard from Colleen, Victoria of the wonderful Peacebrook Quilting. And heard from Tori, Jay, Meredith, and a So Excited Quilt. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to come out and comment. I appreciate that. I appreciate all of those of you who thought about commenting, commented in your head, didn't quite make it over here to the blog, because I get that. I do the same thing. Anyway, it's been a good 2 years, and I appreciate you being part of this community, this little group we've got going here. Even if you've just joined, you are welcome here, and we have a good time. Got some quilt diaries. Just going to have one, because I said, did I mention that? I may have mentioned that. This is kind of going to be a short episode. I hope to come back next week and have lots and lots and lots to tell you. Hope to get some good work done this weekend. I hope you do too. Now it sounds like I'm finishing the episode, and yet I'm not. I'm just beginning. Oh, that's so true in so many ways. Ah, yes. Anyway, let's get on with the Quilt Diaries, and I'll see you on the other side. Quilt Diary Day 1. It's Thursday, May 17th, which is actually the day I'm going to post this episode. I'm going to do at least one other quilt diary, I've decided, this afternoon. Well, it's actually not even afternoon, it's evening, it's 6:14. I recorded one quilt diary yesterday, but it was way too rambly, even for me. At some point, you got to cut the ramble. and I just couldn't even bear to listen to it, and that's always a bad sign. So right now I'm sitting here with a pile of squares. Let's see, they are 3-inch squares. This is for Rick's star quilt. Rick, by the way, is about to have an ablation. It is a procedure. It's a heart procedure. It has to do with he has an irregular heart. And so if you want to send some good energy out into the universe for Rick and his recovery from that procedure, because you may not listen to this before tomorrow when the procedure actually takes place, that would be great because he's a really great guy. Anyway, so I'm sitting here with these 3-inch squares from his star quilt, and I am in the process of sewing. I have already done this, sewn 2-inch squares to the corners of, to the right-hand corners, upper right-hand corners of these 3-inch squares, and I have sewed a line diagonally through the center, going from the top left-hand down to the middle right-hand side of the square, and now I'm in the process of cutting off the back dog ear. So, and what made me think, oh, I should do a little quilt diary about this is because, you know what, I have the fabric that I am using for Rick's star quilt is from a layer cake collection. I have all the fabric cut. I do not have any extras. So if I mess this up, I will have to buy more fabric. So I'm trying to be very careful as I cut because, you know, I mean, it's not undoable. I can buy more fabric. It's not impossible. But it would be a pain. And I'm trying to make progress. I was thinking some things as I was ironing my little squares back into dog ears. I hope this is all making sense to you. I'm sure it is. I'm sure this all has official names. What am I making here? A kind of, I'm not really making flying geese, but it's sort of the same process. Maybe I am. Jay, what am I making here when I do this? I hope I've described it. I felt like I just described that really accurately. Don't you feel that I just did? Anyway, you know, as someone who has now done a lot of these, not just for this quilt, but for other quilts. Can you hear my scissors, by the way? I feel like I'm doing a TV show, you know? Do you ever do that when you're cooking? You pretend you're doing a cooking show just to make the tedium a little less tedious. I know, Susan, history quilter, if you're listening to this, see, you're a good cook. I spent a lot of time yesterday cooking. Here's why. Hot lunch today for the 7th grade advisory, for Jack's advisory. So I made 2 lasagnas. And I actually, this was very smart of me, put them together yesterday. Did all the cooking yesterday and put them together. And then this morning I baked them. And that was good because I needed to do some writing this morning. And I knew I wouldn't be able to if I was making lasagna all morning. I am going out on a limb here. Just in terms of getting off topic. So cooking show. Anyway, I've been doing a lot of cooking. I also, yesterday, made a chocolate cake for Jack because, you know what, he spilled water on his MacBook. He has a MacBook Pro. He should not have a MacBook Pro. Bless his heart. It is, he's 13. He drops things. He spills things. It's also, no one asked me, like, whether or not he should get this. It was not something he purchased on his own, by the way. It was purchased for him when he agreed to take both French and Latin this year, instead of taking French in a study hall. Not my idea. And you know, it just made the computer policing a lot harder. He spends as much time as he can get away with in his room with the computer. We have good filters. I'm not worried too much about the things you might worry about, but I just worry about him not spending time with the family or being even in the presence of the family. You know, I don't mind him being on the computer so much when he's actually kind of with other people. But that's neither here nor there. He spilled water on it. We don't know if it's if the computer's gone. I suspect it is. I suspect he blew the board, but he is holding out hope. It is drying out. I think he will try it tomorrow, and he's got his fingers crossed that it will come back to life. I don't know how I feel. On the one hand, expensive computer. He's not getting another one, so don't know what to think about that, but I also know it's kind of heartbreaking for him. So anyway, made him a chocolate cake. He did that Tuesday night. So yesterday, I made him a chocolate cake, made some lasagnas, doing a lot of cooking. And that kind of cooking, like it's kind of same at Christmas, that kind of cooking, after you just, it is just feels tedious because it's sort of one dish after another. I do that all the time. I decide I'm going to have a big cooking day, and it sounds like fun beforehand. And then by the end of it, after I've washed the 10 millionth piece of, you know, 10 millionth utensil, I think this was not fun. It's a cleaning up that's not fun. I need a sous chef, but neither here nor there. I have at times imagined to myself when cooking that I am doing a show, maybe once or twice. I don't do that a lot, but it's fun to think about doing that. It'd be fun to do a cooking podcast, maybe. Probably not for the listeners, but for cooks. So I am cutting. I am cutting here. I am cutting my little dog ears off. And what I was thinking about as I was ironing them was that I have done enough of these now on this project and on other projects. I don't feel expert, but I know the tricks. I'm learning the tricks. It used to be I would do these, and when I flip the dog ear back, and say, I wish I were videotaping this. Oh, no, we don't videotape. Whatever you do, I wish you were recording this visually. Pretend, close your eyes and pretend you can see flipping it back so that it makes a triangle against the right angle of the upper right-hand side and the side right-hand side. Now I'm just getting esoteric. Anyway, I have done any number of these where when I did that, it didn't actually cover the right angle, the upper right-hand side right angle, which you need to do. But now I have figured the trick, which is you don't align your smaller square with the right angle of the larger square. You make a little overlap. You push your little right, your smaller square, so there's just a tiny 16th of an inch over the edge on both the top side and the side side. Yes. And that way you almost always ensure that when you iron your dog ear back, when you iron half of the square over the top half over the bottom half of the small square, that it covers the right angle of the right hand, upper right hand side. I've learned that. It took a long time. In fact, I think it's on this project where I finally, like, I am so tired of messing this up. What is the trick here? What is the trick? And because these stars for Rick's Star Quilt, because they're wonky stars, you can mess around a little bit. The other way, if they weren't wonky, if I had to be really precise, then of course I could make my small squares, my 2-inch squares, just a touch bigger. So, you know, 2 1/8 inch or something. I'm just talking like I am Marianne Porter Fonz right here, I know. Like, oh yes, here's a little tip for you. And all of you experienced quilters are like, what the heck is she talking about? Yeah, well, anyway. But it didn't make me think about practice. And I don't think it necessarily makes perfect, at least not in my case, but it does make things better. I am getting better. And I think that's, as I've talked about before, or there was some project I was working on, the Hexagon Garden Quilt, and I was just frustrated because, here I was getting better at quilting, and then all of a sudden I was like, wow, I wasn't precise at all. And I think it was Sandy from Quilting for the Rest of Us who said, the reason why you're frustrated is because you have gotten better, and now you're at another stage where you need to get better yet, but because you're better, you have higher expectations. I'm like, I think that's what you said, Sandy. Something that made me feel better about feeling frustrated. So Sandy's good at that. By the way, I don't know if I ever officially said happy podcast anniversary, Sandy. It has been a really wonderful 2 years with you, and you are definitely a big inspiration for me starting a podcast, but even if I didn't podcast, you'd still be an inspiration because you're great to listen to. You do such a wonderful job. It is, I still haven't come up with a giveaway. I need to do a podcast anniversary celebration. I'll tell you what, I'm going to. I don't know if it's going to be this week that I'm, because it's Thursday and I haven't come up with anything. It's just been a time, ladies. It's just been a time. We've got Jack blowing up his computer. I'm going to the dentist who's telling me I need braces. And my dental insurance doesn't cover it, but I'm still pondering getting braces. He says if I get them, that it'll make my teeth easier to care for and make them more stable. And the fact is my bottom teeth are getting really out of whack because I had a tooth pulled a few years ago, and the bottom teeth are really getting crooked. But I don't really want to have braces in my mouth for 2 years. My mouth is small. It's kind of sensitive. So I don't know. But it's a lot to think about, and I'm having a root canal next week. We don't want to get into my teeth. If you have bad teeth, I am your soul sister. I am here for you because my teeth, partly due to poor dental care as a young adult, and some of it's genetics and can't be helped. I am a very diligent dental hygiene person these days, but you know what? Here's my sad experience. I've had a dentist. He's been my dentist for 13 years, almost 14 years. He was missing stuff. And I found out when I went to my periodontist that I had some decay under some crowns, which is why I lost the tooth that I lost in the first place under this my beloved dentist's care. And so I went to a highfalutin dentist with all sorts of newfangled equipment, and he found a lot of stuff, including a tooth that needed a root canal. So yeah, so I feel like I've been holding up my end of the bargain, and maybe my dentist has not so much, although he's lovely, and I miss him, and I feel like I've betrayed him by going somewhere else. But I want to have my teeth for the rest of my natural life. So there's a lot of stuff like that that's going on, and I got shanghaied in the fall to do the 7th grade pool party. Was kind of told, oh, it's nothing. You just have to coordinate a few things. Make sure that every advisory has drivers and chaperones. That was a lie. I was lied to. Me and Ellen, another 7th grade room parent, not for my advisory. I think I've talked about my fellow 7th grade room parent. Little flaky. But Ellen is not flaky, thank goodness. But we both have felt like, wow, were we sold a bill of goods? We were in charge of reserving the pool, buying the food, making sure everything is cool. We have to pay for it up front, and then we get reimbursed. Now, Ellen is going to talk to someone about that because we're talking $1,000. This is the problem when you go to an independent school. There are a lot of people for whom that is nothing. They don't. The idea that you would have to front $1,000 and then get reimbursed for it, not a problem. For some of us, it's a little bit of a problem. So that's all going on. And So I'll probably come up with the podcast anniversary thing next week. I'll think of something. But right now, I got a lot on my mind. But I am doing some quilting. That's nice. I have to go make dinner. And I'll come back later and I'll tell you about the quilting, and then we'll call it a podcast episode. All right, more soon. Quilt Diary, day one, part two. It's about 8:30. I don't know how I'm going to get this finished in time to post it tonight, but I will. I still have to take pictures. Don't have a lot to take pictures of. I have finished, 3 star blocks since we last spoke. I'm at work on about 4 more. So hopefully I'll have those done in the next couple days. And I am making a mental commitment to work on the hexagon garden quilt quilting. I've gotten some very nice comments about the quilting, about the feathers. Thank you very much. It's very kind. I was talking with my mom about it the other day, and we were talking about how it's just hard to... Well, I don't know if my mom has done it. She may have just been sympathizing and saying, you know, I would find it hard not being able to see my work as I quilted. And I have to say, I'm having a hard time doing it. I think that's why I haven't been doing much quilting on it this week. Anytime something's a task is challenging like that, you have to build up a little bit more courage to take it on. I'm building up my courage. My mom and I are still planning to go to Paducah, although we're having, I wouldn't say problems. It's too early to say we're having problems getting a room. But we only want to stay 2 nights. And it sounds like a lot of the hotels and motels there want you to make a longer commitment, at least 3 nights, if not 5. We'll figure it out. We're going to work it out. I'm looking forward to it. Hope you're going to be there too. So yes, my work this week, mostly working on blocks. And Friday night was so fun because I had my Friday night date with Pam.
It's the first time in a long time. Pam has been posting episodes faithfully. I have not been faithfully meeting her on Friday night. And that to me is just the funnest thing, to be sewing and listening to Pam. And I did it on Friday, and it was grand. It was a grand date. It was the best Friday night date of my life. Well, maybe not. That may be a slight exaggeration, but as far as a quilty date, that is true. So yes, I think one of the reasons I didn't do quilt diaries this week too is I just haven't been doing a lot of work. Also, people are always interrupting me. No, that's not it. That's not, as I'm speaking, I'm hearing people move around upstairs. Like, I've started talking, so someone should walk into the room any second. I've got Travis by my side. He's being quiet, although he has his orange squeak toy, and that could go off like a bomb at any minute. You know what the worst thing is? Like, you're walking through a room, and you step on the squeak toy, and he comes running because he thinks you want to play with him, and you don't. But he still comes running, and he gives you a very disappointed look, like, well, then why did you step on my squeak toy if you didn't want to play? By the way, a little update on Jack's computer. It is working. The battery, something's wrong with the battery, but the computer itself, working. I guess that's good because it was expensive. But I think we need to change the rules so that Jack has to use it downstairs because it's been really nice having him downstairs. I feel like I'm speaking very quietly. I will speak closer to the mic. I'll also up the sound a bit. Well, that might be it for this week. Have I said that already? It's now 9:30. It's later than it was before. I'm back sitting right at the big table where I do my cutting and have stuff all over it. And when I want to feel neat and organized, I straighten all the stuff. It's been a good 2 years. It really has. Here on my podcast anniversary episode, where I'm not doing a giveaway yet, but I will one of these days, soon. I've had fun. I've really enjoyed being part of this community. I've learned a lot. You know what I think about doing is putting together a collection of advice I've gotten from people when I've said, oh, I'm having a problem with this, or I don't know what to do about that. And people have been so generous with their time and information and knowledge. And I might do that some point, put together a collection of tips from my listeners, which have been so helpful to me in this process of learning how to quilt and getting better at it. I really hope I have a quilty summer. It's just a few weeks before school's out, and I need to sign up some boys for some camps to maintain my sanity. We'll go to the pool, which is not for me sanity maintaining, but the boys enjoy it. I think we might go bowling. This may be a big summer of bowling and some bike riding. We had a very nice bike ride, a family bike ride on Saturday night, the night Mother's Day Eve, as we call it. On Mother's Day itself, Will had a six-hour lacrosse tournament. For Mother's Day, he gave me an excused absence from his six-hour lacrosse tournament. Bless his little heart. But that's why we did our bike ride on Saturday night, and we had so much fun. It was a great way to spend time together as a family. Jack always rode about a quarter mile ahead of us, so no snarky remarks from him. He was too busy, you know, just exhibiting his bicycle riding prowess, which, you know, was neat because he is not very into sports, and Will is a little athlete, and Will does not have Jack's confidence on a bike. So that's an interesting little twist in their relationship, that here's something that is athletically inclined, and yet Jack's really got the skills. So he just showed off most of the time, which is good. It was fun and cute. By the way, he is going with his advisory, the advisory that I fed lasagna to today. They are going tomorrow to dinner. Their advisor, Teresa, who is fabulous, and this is how fabulous she is. She's going to take the school minibus, and the kids are going to Outback Steakhouse. They're going to have dinner together, and then they're going to the school dance together. We'll see how long Jack lasts at the school dance. He's supposed to call us when he's ready to come home. It goes till 10. Maybe he'll stay the whole time. He's really gotten to be good friends with the kids in his advisory. It's a nice little group. It's 12 kids, and they have fun together. And Teresa, you can tell, really likes them a lot and thinks they're a good group. And this will be his first dance.
I have a hard time imagining him dancing. I don't think he's danced since he was little, and we used to do family dance in the living room, turn up the music really loud, and I would hold Will, and we would all dance around the room. It's been a long time, so we'll see how that goes. But I'm excited that he's going. I feel like he's sort of, after a rough year last year and a little bit of a rough start to this year, that he's really kind of coming into his own as a human being. Very exciting for a 13-year-old boy. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sending me neat comments and putting up iTunes reviews and emailing me and being my quilty friend. I appreciate it. As we say around here, I appreciate you. All right, go do some quilting. Have fun. Make time for it. You are worth it, my dear. Go tell everyone else that and tell them to leave you alone because you have a quilt to make. Talk to you next week. Bye.